What beautiful voices you have.
Hi, this is the Guitar Circle New England, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
Through the headphones?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Hello. There we go. Yeah. Hi.
Hi, Bella.
Hi, Sophie. First, let's do our station IDs. I'm showing Sophie the ropes a little
bit. All right, I'm ready.
Okay, this is Bella.
This is Sophie.
On Second Breakfast, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tubbs Freeform Radio.
Period.
We have a guest.
Hey.
Tell us a little about yourself.
Hey to all the listeners. My name's Sophie Summers. I'm a sophomore majoring in psychology and theater. So if you want my resume, I can
email that to you.
It's pink.
Or my headshot.
My headshot is also pink, actually.
Looking for work.
Yep, five apples tall, Boston local hire.
Non-equity.
No, I'm equity.
Oh.
So I won't be moving any of the furniture in this room. Yeah.
I know Sophie. Well, like, my origin story with Sophie is through theater, but I think we're friends. What do you say we're like? Or do you think like it's only
friends.
In rehearsal?
I would say we're friends.
Okay.
Can we say you're friends? Right now we're here, and I wouldn't say this is theater.
I would say that. I would agree with that.
But one day we should get a meal. I mean, we shouldn't talk about theater, but that
might not happen. Well, we could get. I think we would get a meal. I don't know if we could not talk about the.
Yeah, we could get a meal for sure.
I see that.
Have we never? We went to the TDPS mixer.
That's true, and I feel like we've gotten. Well, that doesn't count. Like when we go with a cast.
But we went together.
Yeah.
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 We're good.
So we're fine. Because we're actually our friends.
We'll work on that. Everyone has weaknesses.
That was not correct. The song that just played was Guilty Pleasure by Chapel Roan. And it's preluding this theme, which is like might be super abrasive and like people might just log off. So we'll see. I have been thinking a lot about Spotify Wrapped, or what's the Apple Music
equivalent? Apple Music Replay. Yes.
Yes. We have an Apple Music user in the room.
We do, in the room. And that's okay.
We can make space for them.
We will hold space for them. We will. Because there's nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
For a long time, Joni Mitchell was only on Apple Music.
I remember that. And Neil Young.
Yes.
But they both came back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was looking through my... I feel like a lot of people on their, like, Wrapped or replays have, like, songs that they... If they were, like, reading out their, like, top 100, they would, like, probably skip. Like,
right,
in saying
absolutely.
Them. And I think we need to, like, hold space.
Yeah.
I keep saying that phrase.
And the people that understand that are who we want on right
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
And if you don't, you might be afraid in a little bit.
Okay. So these are all the songs that I would skip saying if I...
Absolutely.
Whatever. So Guilty Pleasure is not one of them. It was just because, like...
No, it's a great song.
Guilty Pleasure, like, that's the theme of the show, so yeah. That's, like, what
I thought.
It's
a bit on the nose, but I loved it.
Oh, okay. I could be a little bit more subtle, maybe next
time. Yeah, we'll be more subtle.
Maybe this time. Not doing that for my...
Nah.
Okay, so this first song... I loved this summer, and I'm sorry to say it. This is So High School by Taylor Swift.
All right, I wasn't expecting that.
Joy.
Tell me about the If we was one of those ratty boys,
stood there with my neighbor called Peter in a flat capacitor.
He told me he built a time machine, like wanted to film a scene. Yeah, he said I've been to the year 3000, and not much has changed, but they lived underwater. And your great 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 granddaughter is divine.
To the future in the flux thing, and I saw everything.
Boy bands, and another one, and another one, and another one.
And girls there with round hair, like Star Wars, and Florida butterfly.
We drove around in a time machine, like what in a film or scene. Yeah, he said, I've been to the year 3000, and not much has changed, but they lived underwater. And your great, great, great granddaughter is divine, divine. I took a ship to the year 3000. This song had gone multi-platinum. Everybody bought our seventh album. It had outsold Kelly Clarkson. I took a ship to the year 3000. This song had gone multi-platinum. Woo! Everybody bought our seventh album. He told me he built a time. She's changed, but they lived underwater. And your great, great, great granddaughter is doing fine. They lived underwater. And your great, great, great granddaughter is doing fine, doing fine.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi, we're back.
Let's talk about those songs that we just played. That last song was Year 3000 by the Jonas Brothers. And what did you say? You were like, that's actually not...
I was saying that's actually a bop. That
and not a great guilty, song. And you're not guilty about it.
I should be guilty about it, but I feel I'm not.
That's beautiful.
It's a little underground, is it not? Or no?
Like, are you being serious?
Maybe I'm introducing this to some people in the new generation, and I don't feel guilty
maybe,
about it at all.
Maybe. You
it's
know,
a genius.
I was in a class recently where I was in a class that like last semester, I don't know why I was saying recently, but
yeah.
We were talking about like limits, as right. In like...
Math.
Yeah. And the professor goes, you know, like, the limit does not exist. Like, has
the
anyone
limit
seen,
does not exist.
Has anyone seen Mean Girls? Can you do your delivery again?
What was my... Oh, the limit does not exist.
That was good.
Yeah. And then she
keep
wins.
Keep that.
Okay. I workshopped that a little more. I wasn't really prepared. I didn't get the moment before. No one else gets that.
But... And it was just, like, he goes, has anyone watched Mean Girls? And it was just me and my friend in a, like, 100-person lecture hall.
That's insane.
I was like,
first of all, I've seen every form of Mean Girls there is.
And you've been into and the
I've
point
been
where you've been
mean
in
Mean Girls. In the theater version.
You want to sing, see what it was something.
Oh, I'm not warmed up. I'm sorry. Otherwise, totally.
Sex.
Can we say that?
Yeah, I think we can say sexy.
Sex. Tracy.
Yes.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
So
we're creatives.
We're creatives. We're workshopping.
Before that was She Bangs.
You want to talk Ricky about that? Martin. Bella didn't know this one, but this is a really good song. I listened to this on the treadmill. I don't know how I know it, but Ricky Martin has a few other songs.
Did he do Live in La Vida
yes,
Loca?
Yes, that's Ricky Martin.
My friend in, like, the eighth grade had a playlist called Sad, and it only had Live in La Vida Loca, and she was like, I don't know how this got created. But it was just his face, like...
And yes, his face, he's awesome, first of all. Super cool. I feel like I rediscovered the song because it was on Sex and the City. Did you watch that? And Miranda, like, was running on the
But I do know that Big is moving to Paris.
Big is moving to Paris. That's really important that you know, and that's one of the biggest plot lines. There's not much to say about it other than it's an awesome song.
I thought I'd say the show.
And the show is awesome. And the song's in the show.
So both are
awesome. Doubly awesome.
Doubly awesome.
Yeah.
And then before that was So High School by Taylor Swift. And we had a really great conversation about it off air, so we're just gonna recreate
okay.
it.
Okay. And scene.
Yeah, like I don't know, I'm just really embarrassed about this song.
I think this is a great song, but I think you just haven't admitted to your Taylor Swiftness. I think that's where the guilt is coming from, and let's dissect that.
Was that it? I feel like we were talking more.
I think I made it more concise.
Oh, okay. So actually, we were talking less.
So, yeah, that was fake.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry, I forgot my line. So, it's my bad.
Line.
Who's on book?
Okay, this next song that we're about to play is
Do
really
I know?
Important.
Oh, yeah. Culturally.
It's really important culturally, especially in like the Tufts climate. And like, I implore you to like, you're gonna hear it and be like, what is this? But just give it
a
chance.
And you're gonna love it.
I played this famously at my place of work, and someone was like, this is a great rendition of this song. And I put them on.
Yeah. And thank God for people like you.
Yeah. You're welcome, society.
Yeah.
Okay. This is Creep by Radiohead, performed by Tufts SQ.
Creep.
I'm a weirdo. What the hell?
whatever makes you happy, whatever you want. You're so very special. I wish I was special.
England.
Okay. Let's talk about those songs.
Let's talk about it.
Okay, that last song was The Flesh Failures / Eyes Look Your Last / Let the Sunshine In by the revival
ago.
Hair cast yeah. on Broadway.
With Gavin Creel.
With the blue album Rest cover. Gavin Creel, R.I.P.
Yeah.
So we were like, oh, are we going to play musical theater?
Right.
And we did.
And we did.
Because but that song is a banger.
That song's a banger. Also, some songs from Hair were on the radio. The one you sang, Glibby Globby Glooby, that was on the radio.
Good morning,
right? That was like a song that people knew.
That one and what was the other? Aquarius.
Aquarius.
And what's the? There's another one that I feel like that was on the radio.
Or maybe probably just Air by Sophie Summers. Was
probably
on
Air. Yeah, I think
so.
I
yeah,
Air.
We can leave it at that.
That song, it's like such a behemoth of a song, and it's so beautiful.
And they recently sang that at Gavin Creel's funeral, and they sang over his voice, the ensemble, and it was so.
I'm gonna cry.
I did cry.
Sophie and I, this was our origin story. We're in a production of Hair together, and it was. I mean,
probably the best thing ever.
It was like life changing, and I'm not exaggerating.
Yeah, this soundtrack is like just my guilty pleasure, and it's really good.
Yeah, it's such a good.
Also,
I remember.
What's the one we sang together?
Oh! Wait.
I don't know.
It wasn't in this song or no?
No. It was. Yeah.
We would like touch.
We
hands.
Got the choreo, but that's it. I don't know how that went.
We'll come back and we'll have the thing. Yeah. But yeah, I love Hair, and this is a great song. It always makes me kind of emotional. Okay, now it's time for our PSA.
Okay.
Oh, wait, we didn't... What was the other song we played? Oh, Creep. Just a banger.
Oh, we are... Yeah. There's something to
say. I hope you enjoyed that.
All right. Do we PSA?
Yeah.
All right. Let me get into character. All right.
Do you need a moment? Do you need the moment before?
Yeah, should I slate?
Yeah. Wait, actually, can you slate?
Sure. Hi, my name is Sophie Summers, and I'm going to be doing a PSA from the WMFO binder called It Only Takes a Moment. Thank you. Hey, everyone. Let's all stop what we're doing right now and take a moment. Felt good, huh? Of course. They don't all need to be quiet moments to be special. They can be loud moments, goofy moments, or teaching moments. Doesn't really matter. Because every time dads take a moment like that to spend with their kids, it's pretty momentous. So take a moment. So take a moment to take a moment today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Thank you. I feel like that was like a little bit too over-rehearsed, though, is my
Oh, yeah. I often get that note. I'm so sorry. Was my eye line okay? Because I didn't know where to look.
I thought it was all over the place. Like, maybe next time you should just like picture like your mom.
Okay,
like,
sure.
Oh, your dad, I guess.
Like that maybe guy that you like really like, and then can you describe him in front of your professor for me? Thank you.
If you wonder like what the cryptic things we're saying is, we're in a class together for acting.
Yeah, it's like code. We speak in code, so you have to decipher that.
Any working actors? Anyone hiring?
Yeah, if anyone's hiring, hit us up.
Hit us up. Okay. I'll send you my headshot. Okay, this next song, do you want to introduce it? It's your Ed Sheeran song.
Oh, yeah. All right, this next song is Galway Girl by the Ed Sheeran.
What all of his albums are like?
It's Divide, I
divide.
Think.
I think divide. That's a silly bit. I'm sorry.
I think it's Radical.
My friend... Wait, that's kind of awesome. No, wait, before we play this, my art history teacher in high school had like the plus minus, he had like all of them, and I was like, what is that? And he was like, well, it's kind of two reasons. Like, one is because he was married to the math teacher, which
oh,
is really
yeah
sweet. And he was like,
cute.
But also I love Ed Sheeran.
And with that,
here's Galway Girl.
But she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. And baby, I just wanna dance. I met her on Grafton Street, right outside of the bar. She shared a cigarette with me while her brother played the guitar. She asked me, what does it mean? The Gaelic ink on your arm. Said it was one of my friend's songs. Do you wanna drink on? She took Jamie as a chaser, Jack for the fun. She got Arthur on the table with Johnny riding a shotgun. Chatted some more, one more drink at the bar. Then put Van on the jukebox, got up to dance. You know she played her fiddle in an Irish band. But she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. And baby, I just want
pretty little Galway girl. And then she beat me at pool, and then she kissed me like there was nobody else in the room. As last orders were called was when she stood on the stool after dancing to Kaylee, singing to trad tunes. I never heard Carrick Fergus ever sung so sweet, a cappella in the bar using her feet for a beat. Oh, I could have that voice playing on repeat for a week. And in this packed out room, swear she was singing to me. You know she played her fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hand. Said, baby, I just wanna dance, my pretty little girl. Closing time, I was holding her hand was holding mine. Our coats both smell of smoke, whiskey and wine, as we fill up her lungs with the cold air of the night. I walked her home, then she took me inside, finished some Doritos and another bottle of wine. I swear I'm gonna put you in a song that I write about a Galway girl and a perfect night. She played the fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. And baby, I just wanna dance, my pretty little Galway girl.
Way. Well, they don't love me like I love you. Way. apartment. He left the bloodstains on the carpet. She ran underneath the table. He could see she wasn't able. So she ran into the bedroom. She was struck down. It was her doom. Annie, are you okay?
Annie, are you okay?
Are you okay, Annie?
Annie, are you okay?
So Annie, are you okay?
Are you okay, Annie?
Annie, are you okay? Stains on the carpet, and then you ran into the bedroom. You were struck down. It was your doom. Annie, are you okay?
Are you okay, Annie?
You've been hit by
a smooth criminal.
We'll be right back. prime. Then you, people call, say be led, doll, you're bound to fall. You thought they were all.
My dear father.
Dara, if you're listening, stop.
But of course I'll care for Nessa.
But of course I rise above it.
For I know that's how you'd want me to respond.
Yes.
There's been some confusion, for you see my roommate is
unusually and exceedingly peculiar and altogether quite impossible to describe.
Blonde.
What is this feeling so sudden and new?
I felt the moment I laid eyes on you.
My pulse is rushing.
My head is reeling.
Yeah, well, my face is flushing.
What is this feeling, fervid as a flame? Does it have a name? Yes. Loathing, unadulterated loathing.
For your face.
Your voice.
Your clothing.
Let's just say, I loathe it all. Every little trait, however small, makes my very flesh begin to crawl. With simple utter loathing, there's a strange exhilaration in such total detestation. It's so pure, so strong, though I do admit it came on fast. Still, I do believe that it can last, and I will be loathing, loathing you. Are
she's a Tartar. We don't mean to show a bias, but Galinda, you're a martyr.
Well, these things are sent to trials.
Poor Galinda forced to reside with someone so disgustified. We just want to tell you we're all on your side. We share your
like we had to do that, and I think you
and
all
I'm not
understand.
Sorry,
we
I'm
all
not
had
sorry.
We, and Sophie's not. Sorry.
I'm not, and I'm not guilty even.
Okay, recapping what we just did. That last song was, "What Is This Feeling" from the new Wicked
movie.
We're at the. I'm sorry,
and I'm sorry,
and it's great,
and it's awesome, and it's the best song. From
and there's
the whole
Bowen
movie.
Yang,
and Bowen Yang came in, and he had to run
into the studio.
Yeah, and he had to go. But he was here.
Yeah, just me.
Yeah.
Before that was Like a Rolling Stone by Timothy Chalamet from the Bob Dylan biopic. I'm a huge Bob Dylan fan, and I think I feel guilty that I like his rendition a lot. Because like, usually
valid.
People are like, oh, like this will never be as good. And it's not as good as the original.
Right. It's not as good, but he's like representing him.
And I think Timmy is an amazing actor.
I agree. That was my hot take.
I don't have a crazy take, but I have something to say.
Okay, I'm ready.
And it's that I think like the Timothy Chalamet lookalike contest was really sweet, but I think everything after that has just been
too much.
Derivative.
Right. Almost like a copycat killer.
With a chemical cut.
Yeah.
You could say that.
You could.
I just don't think it's funny anymore. I think it's lost its charm.
Yeah, I agree. I liked the Paul Mescal.
I was about to say. I think like there were a few, like there were maybe the two after where I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. There's a Harry Styles one.
Lookalike contest.
Yeah.
Timothy Chalamet's gonna win.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry.
Sorry.
But yeah, I can't wait to see it. I love Bob Dylan.
Oh yeah, I thought you were talking about Wicked.
The movie.
Yes.
And I've seen Wicked. I've seen it again. Before that was, do you want to introduce it?
What was it?
It's the Orange is the New Black.
Oh, yeah. This was the intro song to Orange is the New Black. It was called You've Got Time by Regina Spektor. It's a really good song, really good show.
Yeah.
Really yeah.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Before that was Smooth Criminal by Glee Cast.
By Santana and what was that guy's name? I don't remember his name.
I don't know. I'll just say the Beazle Blush.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's like the best song that Glee's ever done.
Yeah, that was the best. We were saying, I think I heard that version before the actual song.
I don't think that was my case, but that's
yeah,
got me more than the
that's
original.
That's a bit guilty of me. I'm sorry.
It's okay. And before that was Maps by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, which I'm not necessarily ashamed of, but like I know it from the internet.
Right.
And when
I
play
Yeah Yeah Yeahs.
Maps. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed this show.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Sophie, for coming on.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
I
this is beautiful.
It. Yeah, of course.
I had a blast.
I hope you guys weren't too caught off guard by all the theater. But that's just
there wasn't that much.
There was considering what we could have done, there wasn't that much.
We worked hard. Yeah.
Okay. This is Bella.
And this is Sophie.
With Second Breakfast. And you're listening to 91.5. FM WMFO Medford Tubbs Freeform Radio. I hope you have a good rest of your days. Happy last day of classes.
Yeah.
That was yesterday. Yeah. So Good luck on finals.
Best
and good luck with your life if you're
break
not.
A leg.
Break a hey, good skill.
Yeah.
Break legs, as we say in the biz.
Oh yeah. As we say.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.